Shh. Hey, we don't want to wake anyone else up in your house, okay? I'm gonna need you to come with me. I have something really important to show you. Okay, you understand? Good. Okay, come with me. Oh, man. So good to be out in the fresh night air again. I can't remember the last time I've been outside. It's been a while. I know. Hi. Oh, I've missed you so much. Oh, how have you been? Good. Okay. Hey, I have something to show you. But you're gonna have to close your eyes, okay? Can you do that for me? Good. Okay, close your eyes. We're gonna go for a little walk. I need to show you something. Now, remember the last time we met up? I know it was lovely. Out in the forest? Yeah, my maker had just ditched me. She's very scary. Oh, that hasn't changed. She's still terrifying. Yeah, but fun story. After that, she found me and was like, hey, have you been drinking human blood? And I was like, yeah, this nice human gave it to me. And she was like, well, why aren't you sharing your human with me? And I told her no, because I don't know, I feel like we have this kind of connection and I think it'd be weird if she drank from me. Anyway, she welcomed me back into her coven of sorts. I don't know what to call it. Coven? Troop? What's a group of vampires called anyway? A nest of vampires? That doesn't have a ring to it. And anyway, so I've been hanging out with other vampires. Okay, get this. Turns out, I'm not the first person she's turned. Crazy, I know. I'm like the 500th or something. But anyway, she said to me, Celeste, how dare you not share your human with me? You must bring them back here and I will feed. And I told her no. But I did kind of feel like maybe the castle is a better place for us to meet up next time. So open your eyes. Ta-da! And now I know it's a bit of a mess. You know, when you have so many vampires living here, it gets a little bit messy. You know, a bit of blood everywhere, a little bit of dust, all that kind of stuff. We are creatures of the night, after all. Yeah, I've been learning a lot. Trust me. I know, I feel a little bit more confident already. So, would you like to come in? Look at me inviting a human in. This is bizarre, isn't it? Oh, you would? Okay, come with me. Now, do you want to see my room? Oh, you do? Okay, come on in. I know. Isn't that the best shade of pink you've ever seen in your life? Well, I couldn't help myself. I just wanted to make it positive and kind of femme. I don't know, I think I did a good job with it, you know? I'm still kind of emo. Still kind of femme. Yeah? Oh, you like it? Oh, thank you. It's taken me a long time to steal all of these things. I mean, borrow them. Borrow them, yeah. I totally intended to give them back. Yeah, I definitely didn't hypnotize anyone into giving me this free stuff. Oops. I'm still learning, okay? Look, I don't have the best role model. Like I said, she's kind of scary. And by kind of, I mean terrifying. She's awful. She's really awful. Living in this house is a nightmare sometimes. Yeah. But anyway, sit. Why don't you take the beanbag chair? Do you like beanbag chairs? Is that okay? Sorry. I don't really have anything else, and I couldn't really figure out how to steal a sofa by myself. I might be strong, but I'm not that strong. Oh, dear. But anyway. Oh, thanks for coming over. No, really. Really, seriously. This means a lot to me. I've been very lonely without you. Yeah, well, yeah, I have missed you. You know, there's other vampires, but they're not the same as a human companion. I don't know, I feel like sometimes I'm a little bit too human for them still. I know, bizarre, right, considering I'm a blood-sucking fiend of the night. Yeah. Well, hey, kind of wanted to bring you here with a little bit of an intention. Yeah, I actually had something to tell you. My powers have grown, right? I mean, I couldn't hypnotize all these people to give me all this free stuff, you know, without any practice. So I've been training a little bit with my mistress, but, you know, she's terrifying, but she's very good at it. It's kind of terrifying how good she is at this hypnosis thing. Well, the thing is, though, while I was hypnotizing all these people, all I could think about was you and your cute, adorable little human face falling asleep in my arms. As I whispered into your ears, I don't know, there's just something so intimate about that. Hypnotizing strangers is fine, but I felt a connection with you that I haven't felt with anyone else. Is that dumb? It's dumb, right? Oh, it's not. You felt it too? Huh. Interesting. It could just be the fact that I've drunk your blood so much. Or maybe you need to drink some of mine. For us really to have a deep-seated, rooted bond or something. Maybe tonight's the night that I finally get to make you mine. I mean, sorry, I was supposed to ask you that question first. Well, for vampires, we like to make humans that we feed off ours, which means no other vampire can ever touch you. It's a protection of sorts. I only do it in a caring and loving way, I promise. Would you like to be mine? You would. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still very new at this. This is awesome. Oh, right. So I guess we have to go through the process of making you mine. So I guess the first thing is, can I hypnotize you with my hypnotic powers? Yeah, just because I'm a vampire doesn't mean I don't know anything about consent, you know? Haven't forgotten that. Okay, so just look into my eyes. Deeply into my eyes. Don't worry. You're safe with me now. Hush. It's okay. I know it's scary sometimes to be so drawn to a vampire like me, but it's okay because with me you are safe, sound, secure. Nothing out here can harm you. Nothing ever will. Not while you're with me. So look deeply into my eyes and find yourself so enthralled, ensnared by me. My hypnotic voice, my hypnotic powers drifting through your mind, making you feel sleepy. Sleepy and relaxed, calm and serene. There's nothing else you need to do right now, but listen to me, but look at me. But be here with me right now. And the deeper you stare into my eyes, the more drowsy you feel as you can feel the familiar sense of my hypnotic powers overwhelming your mind. And the deeper you fall, the deeper you sink, the more relaxed you become, and it's okay to allow your body to just sink down deeply, loose and limp, relaxed and calm, as you can just feel wave after wave after wave of relaxing energy flooding you, overwhelming your senses. And so you just allow me to wrap my arms around you and pull you in for a nice embrace. And sure, my skin is cold, but yours is warm, and it warms up my skin. And soon it will be kind of the same temperature. So I guess that counts. And as you sink into me and into my voice and into my eyes, dropping deeply for my hypnotic powers, you can feel yourself just relax. Because that's all you have to do right now is just relax. Close your eyes and relax. Allow yourself to drift to sink, to fall, to float down, down, deeper and deeper into me. My power is just carrying your mind along, drifting you along, gently aiding you, while I caress your hair, while I play with your cheek, rubbing my fingers down your face, while you just lie here, held by me, my words caressing your mind, just as my hand caresses your cheek, and you feeling so very wonderful, so very, very good, so calm and secure, so safe, right here, right now. And soon, you are going to be mine. All mine. That means I'll always be here to protect you, to look after you. And none of those other monsters and fiends can hurt you while you're here with me. Because I'm here to protect you, I'm here to look after you. And make sure you feel so safe and secure, so comfortable and warm, just like that. And the deeper you go, the more blissed out you feel, listening to my words, allowing them to just overwhelm your senses, to hypnotize you so very deeply, every single time. And it's interesting, isn't it? How you can just sink into these words, my voice, as you allow it to take over your mind. As you look up at me, as I gaze down upon you, as I just move your neck to the side ever so slightly and give it a kiss. I've waited so long to taste your blood again. And you know this isn't going to hurt. My fangs piercing your skin. It never hurts you. Because I'm going to be nice and gentle. As I drink from you, as you give me sustenance, as you allow my powers to grow even further still. And it's funny. Every time I drink from you, my powers grow more and more strongly. For everyone, but especially you, because I'm filled with your blood, and you and I can feel this connection through your blood. And as I take it, you can feel my powers growing as I bite down. That's right. Just let me drink from you. And then I kiss your neck. So gently. And that's okay. It's okay to let me drink from you like that. Your blood. It's just what I needed. Look at me. Look into my eyes. You can feel it, can't you? The pull of my hypnotic powers gripping you even tighter than they were before. As my power grows stronger and stronger every single time I drink from you. And you can already feel it, can't you? The familiar buzzing and ringing in your head that reminds you that you are in trance, but stronger. Every single time, don't you, my pet? And you are mine, my little human pet. All mine. To drink from, to feed from, to give me sustenance. And now, you're going to drink from me. This is a very important part of the process. You see, having my blood inside you allows me to track you, and also allows you to dream sweet, sweet dreams about me, to remind you that I'm always with you, here in your mind. So, now that I've pricked my finger, I'm just going to place it gently in your mouth, and you can just drink some of my blood. Do you understand? Now drink. That's right. Drink from me. Take my blood. Allow it to make subtle changes in your mind and in your body. Now stop, that's enough. No. Can't take that much, I don't want to turn you. Now, my blood is a very important part of the process, my pet. You see, this means that I'll be inside you always. It also means that I can track you down very easily, so that I know where you are, so I can protect you. That's right. But you don't need to worry about that right now, my pet. All you need to do is sleep. Sleep, my pet. Relax. Relax. And let everything go as you just drift, as you just sink, as you just float even deeper down into darkness. Let your mind be so very consumed by my words that you just drift into sleep. A relaxing, peaceful sleep where you dream wonderful dreams about all of the things we could do together. About how much I care about you as you're reminded of all of my affection for you. While you lay here, held tightly, close to me, while you just sleep so deeply. And you won't wake up until you're fully rested, do you understand? You'll wake up when the time is right, when you need to wake up. By that time, I might be gone, but the memory of what we did here today will remain in your mind, as a little reminder of all of the fun we have together. Me hypnotizing you so deeply, so thoroughly, allowing my words, my voice, my image inside your mind. And you feeling so happy, so safe, so secure, being here with me. This little give and take that we have, just so enjoyable for you, as you allow yourself to sink even deeper, and deeper and deeper and deeper down, down. Now my pet, sleep, down, deeply for me. Just sleep, just relax, just let go, just give in. Sleep. Now.